Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Free Max B.
Find myself back at the back in Canadian. Blood vessels popping out my craniums. Niggas asking when the tape gon' drop, but I got nothing to say to them, because I've been slacking the skill. Although my passion is real, I'm too caught up catching the feel when I should be cashing the mill. There's something about me being younger that affected my hunger. Got older in number, realize I can't count on these hundreds to determine my elation. Pursue the happiness, I keep pacing. These motherfuckers racist, these ain't fear racist, they just let the fear erase us. Adopted by the slum, son of God. This is how they raise us. Yo, son, we gotta raise up. Don't let them disarray us. So we raise us in the sun. So we gotta wake up.
Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent. Apex on the verge. Tonight we're serving surface. Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent.
Got a whole bunch of shit up on my plate now. Thinking like, in the man garden, it's the snake now. Cause I don't know who to believe or who to deceive. Got me thinking I sold my soul and they receive and receive, but I won't proceed to retreat. Jigger told me watch your throne seat, and now I seize it. And the respect's a big, I gotta seize it. And I hope you see me, cause these niggas don't want beef with my talents. They ain't fit for this green, they just eat the salad. You think because you average, they just gonna let you have it. It's a lot to learning that my nigga needs to access. It's the access to the earth at the birth. I found a new balance, and now I walk on water like I knew balance, just like a relative. Marijuana said it is. Got me thinking I should put a bomb right where the Senate is. Cause they corrupting the youth. We ain't deducting the truth. Looking at the president like, yo, it must be nothing to you.
Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent. Apex on a verdict tonight, preserving surface. Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent.
I passed the Dutch to the left and it started to make sense. It's funny how I see it more straight when I'm bent. You've been worn on the wrist to take the sit on top. Been on clock, cause you can see that I've been on watch. Shit don't stop, so you make the sacrifices. Training was priceless to ISIS and devices. When the lights switch, I shift like I'm typing. Living in the era with crisis, the lifeless. And the transacting like your man. Bitch niggas only know that transactions is the plans. But the mic is in my hand, so I valid the boot. The blacker the berry is, the more sour the fruit. They ejecting us to make us cowards. To the power of truth, we can't fly with some roots. And now we just moving cahoots. I move from the stoop and put my foot right down on the asphalt. Every night I ask, Lord, if this what I asked for.
Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent. Apex on the verge tonight, preserving surface. Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent. Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent. Apex on the verge tonight, preserving.
All right, okay. I guess you back in the building, man. Check it out, man. So I have to rebuild our black community, man. So, you know, I just been scrolling, surfing the net, you know what I'm saying? I was looking up at Mr. Farrakhan at the final call, you know what I'm saying? Just quote unquote, you know what I'm saying? The disappearing of the black community, how can we get it back? You know, just had some couple of interesting things in there, man, saying what we needed to do, how, you know, a lot of people was just sad by the controversy, you know, that we fighting each other. We're not doing nothing that we're supposed to be doing, or the ones that are doing something, they really don't have no love, you know, so they just pretty much struggling and striving or being greedy towards themselves, and they're not trying to put back. Well, I'm not going to say they're not trying to put back. I'm just going to say I haven't did that much research out there to see all the supporters who all support you. What a real, you know, saying African American people, man, that far as supporting, not just Chicago or just, you know, where I'm from, Chicago, Illinois, but just the whole system, you know, just the whole nation, man, you know. Why we not stick it together, you know, saying why is it black on black crime? Why are we arguing? You know what I'm saying? Why are we fussing and fighting? And I'm not just saying it because, you know what I'm saying, just because it's just our blacks. I know it's other races out there that, you know, is going through the same thing. But I'm just focusing on just African-American people right about now. You know what I'm saying? Just those type of things. Like, what is it that we can do to work together? You know what I'm saying? How can we build a trust? How can we build a relationship? How can we build that bond? You know, it was a couple of weeks ago, we had a guest on our show that said that, you know, it starts with the adults, the older people. You know, they needed to leave something behind in order to, you know, work off of to keep it going. If it was from grass fed all the way up, that's how you can make a profit off of whatever it is. And keep it within a community. I was thinking too, like, you know, I see a couple of people on my Facebook. There's one female that always stands out. When she said, I always support black owned stores, black owned business. Facebook, you can look that up, just type that in. And she really strong about it, man. I like the way she promotes it. You know what I'm saying? Everything is, you know, African American owned or African owned, you know, however you look at it. But, you know, waiting on Case, you know, to get back so we can go ahead and get started. So, you know, we're just going to play something, play another commercial. And then hopefully, you know, play a commercial, then I'll play another song. And then, you know, hopefully by that time we should be able to get started with the show for the day. All right, other than that, you can call in 347-838-9106. Hit us up, you know what I'm saying? Press that one button if you want to chat with us. Or if you just want to listen in, y'all already know, y'all on the website, I build a back end in the middle of Texas. Hitting up the post, leaving comments and everything and whatnot. All right, man, so let's get it.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
Get sick of this shit. 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 But I'm not going to quit.
We rebuild on the black community. Unity, people, community, pride, black. A lot of people, Africans, don't say that they're black. You know, my thing is, how can we get to know each other? You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, like a lot of people in the black community, what they do is they'll buy, or they'll get some money and will buy everywhere else and won't put it back in the community. But the other people, other culture or other nationalities, they'll go somewhere else and purchase and do what they're doing, you know, saying there, and they'll keep it within they own seed. You know, they won't even vile side of there, that the Jewish communities or whatever, and I'm only speaking off from what I see, you know what I'm saying, from some of the people that I see and I, you know, that I have talked to, have said this. So, you know, I know it's true. But anyway, man, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I think that we got to respect ourselves first. You know, a lot of stuff, man, that's going on right now, man. I mean, you know, I commute a lot. I was on the train commuting, and just true story. Yesterday, which was Tuesday, a young kid, man, he could have been over about, I'd say about 19, 20 years old. And dude just got up and just started rapping, Chief Keef, whatever, Lil Wayne, just rapping with the headphones on, rapping real loud on the train. Just rapping loud, don't even care. You know what I'm saying? Until he got to a stop, just doing what he wanted to do. And here it is, it was an elder woman that was just sitting there with her bags, with her cane. You know, she's older. And, you know, I wanted to say something to him, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know if homie got a gun. I don't know what's going on. But the fact was, it's just the fact of the respect. You know, the respect ourselves. We got headphones for what? You know, I know we got our favorite songs or our favorite music or whatever. And, you know, you're supposed to keep it to yourself or, you know, you can hum it. Or even if you want to sing it a little bit, you know, you can sing it a little bit out loud, a little bit. But, you know, just enough so where you can kind of entertain yourself. But this dude was ruckus. I mean, just real rude with it. That's disrespectful. Then you got here today, early this morning, I'm on a train. A lady just got up and just started preaching and singing church songs and singing Whitney Houston songs. I mean, just loud, like screaming at the top of her lungs loud. Now, I know you're supposed to go out, you're supposed to make a joyful noise all into the land in gladness, but, man, it's just it's still a decent and order that you're supposed to do it. And here it is, while she's making all this noise, another guy says, shut the F up.
Yeah,
man, so, you know, and she was just saying that, man, and my whole thing was black people don't respect themselves, man. I mean, you know, you got to respect yourselves first, man, in order to, you know, try to rebuild anything. You got to build a trust bond there, you know, and that's all I was just really just rapping about, man. All right, man, your host here, finally. So, hey, man, I'll let you go ahead, man, carry the show. This you, man. How we...
What up, B? What up?
How should we rebuild our black community, man?
Man, shit. Basically, I just wanted to do this show, to counter the show from Saturday. You know, we had a whole lot of, you know what I'm saying, conversation, heavy conversation about how we should rebuild. You know what I'm saying? And I want everybody out there to know that, listen to me, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm about the culture. You know what I'm saying? I'm at the beginning. I'm the starting bottom. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really into politics and, you know, economics. I'm just starting to really get into that. But I'm about, you know, bringing the culture back and, you know, letting other people take it from there. And as you were saying, I was listening to what you was just saying right now about we have no respect. See, you know, I know it sounds like I'm a tape recorder and I keep talking about culture, but see, those are one of the things that carry us. One of the callers that said last week, you know what I'm saying, we always talk about culture and, you know, some of us should, you know, join the military and all of that. See, with me, I'm not trying to do anything. I'm not trying to get into nobody's system. And that, you know, that's the thing that, you know, culture brings to you, not to get trapped in anybody's system. You know what I'm saying? And you were saying, like, this kid was rapping and cursing loud in front of elders. Man, I don't think that, like, on a daily basis. And I'm just looking. I'm in the store. Dude talking about how he got his dick sucked and all of this, and it's a grown-ass woman right in front of us, and I'm just looking like, wow, dude. Shorty couldn't have been no more than 16 years old. So, nah, we don't have no respect, but, you know, back on to what I'm saying, to the people out there that you know, was talking about the economics, if y'all still listening, you know, we enjoy y'all to call in, you know what I'm saying, because this one right here is about rebuilding, you know what I'm saying, the black community and the things that I think that we need to do, and, you know, I would love to hear from y'all. But we're going to get on with it after this. You know, I'm going to play a quick song, you know what I'm saying, a jazz smooth in, and then we're going to get on to the conversation. Let's get it. Tonight we talking about, you know, how we can rebuild the black community, man. And, you know, some of the ways that I want to say that, you know, we can build a black community, you know what I'm saying? I think it starts at home, man. I think a lot of black parents, you know what I'm saying, need to teach their kids a little more respect and how to respect others, you know what I'm saying? And then another thing is, man, we need to explain to these kids, too, that, you know, the media, you know, whether it be TV, the radio, that, you know, the things that's going on, a lot of that stuff is fictional. And, you know, I see a lot of kids, they trying to live what these rappers be saying and what the TV be doing. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, my whole thing is you can't live that sort of type of life unless you have that type of money. And that's what a lot of black people fail to understand. You know what I'm saying? I see people running around with Gucci on and Louis Vuitton, but then they can't pay their bills. You know what I'm saying? They can't pay their bills, and at the end of the day, it's all the white man this, the white man that. You know what I'm saying? Black people, we too in a rush to want to live. You know what I'm saying? We right now, a lot of black people not living, but when you do get to that point, we get in a rush that, you know, that want to grow so fast, and we not trying to build anything behind it. So I think one of the things we can do to rebuild the black community is start teaching our kids a little better. I mean, how about you, Dilla? What you think is one of the things we can do?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the same way. And also, too, man, I think the community. It's about your community, too, because right now, I mean, back in the days, man, you could go to somebody's house, man, and ask for a cup of sugar, and then go somewhere else and get a cup of flour, and then go next door across the street, you know what I'm saying? And you can make a cake for the whole community or the whole block. Now, people that live on the same block don't even know each other. They see each other, but they don't know each other. I mean, when I used to go over to people's houses, and I could spend a night, stay there, or if I was there and their parents see me for the first time, they're like, "Who was that?" They're like, "Oh, that's such and such son, or that's such and such grandson." That, you know, they treat you like you one of theirs already. You don't even get that right now, dog.
Yeah.
You know? So I mean, they need to raise it too.
Yeah. Man, I just think, you know, people should raise their kids, man, with the same, you know, like we was raised different. You already know that. And I mean, I don't see everybody want to blame that shit on it's a new generation, it's a new culture, all this bullshit. I don't blame that on that because, like I was saying before, none of this stuff is new, man. All of this stuff has been done before, and you know what I'm saying? The thing with black people, we are the first to say something is new and the last to do something. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that's new. That's just the way the kids do and all of that, man. Back in the day, nah, man, nah. A lot of this shit that's going down nowadays, that wasn't going down, you know what I'm saying? And I see a lot of parents. They always talking about, well, I don't hit my kids because, you know what I'm saying, this and because of that. I'm not saying you should beat your kids, but I do think a lot of these kids need to be smacked on their ass every now and then.
Yeah, I was a true believer in that at first, man. I used to be like, no, man, I ain't going to go over and try to teach them and talk to them. I thought that you could raise your voice to them and say something, man. But, you know, with the little guys, man, they be flaring up at you now. You know what I'm saying? Even when you put a rod on, they still flare up.
Oh, yeah. Because everybody got this whole movie-type vibe about themselves. Like, everybody is gangster and want to be gangster and all of that. And a lot of these kids don't – see, they don't get – like, the whole thing with Lil Wayne, man. The dude was just in a coma or whatever they said he was in a coma. See, people don't get to see that side of the Molly popping and the scissor. They don't get to see that side of it. They don't get to see how it looked to be in a coma fighting for your life, you know what I'm saying? They just know, okay, this can hurt me a little, I'll make it through this. That's why a lot of them is doing it. And as you saying, these kids out here, dude, like, I ain't never seen nothing like this. I mean, I don't know if it's because I'm getting older or, you know what I'm saying, I'm a little more mature or whatever, but I ain't never seen the hardness that these little dudes pop out. You know what I'm saying? I be driving in the car, they looking all in the car. I'm like, yo, I have never seen this what they call gangsters. I've never seen that before. You know what I'm saying? So I know it's basically, it's the media, man. It's the media. And my whole thing with that is that, like I said before, it's an agenda behind hip-hop. It's an agenda behind TV. You dig what I'm saying? And everybody is just falling right in line with that agenda, and it's going very perfectly. So I think parents and in the community, we need to really, like, start protesting a lot of this shit that be going on. You know what I'm saying? A lot of this stuff that go on the radios, I think we need to protest it, because it's only going to change if we want it to change. If people keep feeding into the shit that's going on in music and TV, it's going to stay the same. You dig what I'm saying? It's just going to stay the same.
Yeah, I can agree with you more, dog. That's just how it is. Yeah. A lot won't stand up. Then you got to look at it like this, man. We'll go with the way how I think it is. How we should rebuild the community is a part of that too, because you got to look at the rappers. Look at these young cats, man. You know, so they getting these deals. The singers. I mean, anybody's getting like the $2 million deal, $3 million. Okay, we getting a $50,000 deal. How are you showing the next person? Only thing they doing is putting on. Let's say now it's the new word, turn up. Now we turn it up. They show you how to. Mixed cough syrup with the drinks, and now you got the mollies, and then you got, you know, so you know you always had the herbs. But just these type of things, man, what they selling, what they promoting, like you said, you know, how can we get to these communities? Like, how can we go to, like, the Congress, just, you know, like, to shed some of the stuff down a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to turn it completely up, because the rap, don't get me wrong, it's still a career. You know, it's a career move for people now. You know what I'm saying? It's making their money. Everybody rapping now. So it's like only so many people that's going to make it. It's just like a regular, you know, doctor lawyer syndrome. What can you do?
I mean, coming from a music background, I can honestly tell you that the way that these kids is getting $2 million, $3 million deals, like nowadays their money ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? That's like you signing for, back in the day, that's like you signing for $20,000, because they already know a lot of these shorties don't know how to move their money at all. And then they have young-ass parents. I think the problem is, man, one of our major problems is, Dr. Francis Kress said, black women need to consider to have babies when they're 32 years old. Because a lot of these females that have these kids at young ages, 16, 17, by the time their kids get 15, 16, they still in their 30s, and they still want the same shit that the kids want. So when these little dudes do get these little hip-hop deals and everything, you don't never see the money, you know, stack up and really go where it need to go. First thing they do, go buy a house. The mom go buy a car. They buy TV. They buy all of this, and they broke again, and they not understanding that they owe them record labels money. So basically, when you signing them deals and you getting them $2 million and $3 million deals, those ain't nothing but bonuses. And a lot of black people ain't had nothing, so they see that as like the ultimate goal. You know what I'm saying? The ultimate when they get $2-3 million, like they the shit. So like you said, they everybody turn up and do shit like that. So I think still one of the things we need to do is stop putting money in our community. Spending money in the community. Black people need to start spending money in their own communities. And I'm not talking about at the A-Rab store. I'm not talking about at the Chinese man store. If there's a black store in your community, support that black store. You know what I'm saying? And more black stores will come. So I think that's one of the things that we need to, you know, really consider in our community is to, you know, spend money in the community and try to spend with our own people. But right now, we're going to take a call. We got a call coming in from Denise. Let's see. Denise, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, okay.
How you all doing?
We good, we good.
First of all, let's go back to the small business organization. You know, back here was stated, I think back about 5-6 years ago, they informed all African-American, African-Americans who all apply for the small business loan to reapply or to bring it back to the small business organization that they apply for loans because of the fact that their loan processor was throwing away African-Americans' applications. They was giving the ARAPs and all of them the business. Now, there's a lot of things that we are trying to get ahead in, but at the same time, when you got places that you have to go and put in applications and also apply for these abilities and also apply for these funds, but at the same time, they throwing applications away when they are African Americans. Now, it's not all on us. We struggling trying to get business. But at the same time, when you got the upper hand in there that's throwing away and not giving rights to business to apply for loans. So they was giving, you know, the reason why these ARAPs and all them, they getting this business is because they come here with numbers. They're giving them Social Security numbers with no credit. So they've had a better chance to go in and get bank loans and apply for a small business loan because they pushing their business in. Now, see, even with the business, with the 7-Eleven, the McDonald's, the Dunkin' Donuts, and even these small community ARAP stores. Now, some of them, you're right, they could be black-owned. But at the same time, when you have people are not giving black business, black owners, African-American business that opportunity, hey, you got to stand up to the plate. That's why it's always good to read your Dow Jones and also go into vibe with the finance marketing and the marketing journal, the Wall Street Journal. You see a lot of embassy and business and things that you can apply money in and buy share that give you equal rights and opportunity. But small business loan, it was already told that African Americans loans who all apply for them would throw away. And that's why they prosecute the person that they left in charge to give out those loans equal rights.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, I fully understand what you're saying, but, you know, I think another thing is a lot of black people, we not really getting up on our paperwork like we should. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of grants and things out here that we don't know about, and, you know, they keep them in the small print, you know what I'm saying? A lot of us are not reading them papers like we should be reading them. But one of the main things is I don't think nobody, no race or no ethnicity group, no other ethnic group is trying to help black people. I think we're going to have to get
through. You know, they always going to try to keep the African-American man from growing because we got equal share right as the Caucasian man here in America because all those slave change and all those things has changed with Lincoln. And then with Martin Luther King going out fighting for civil rights. So when there is, you know, and see, like, you have to understand, too, black stealing from black. You got black-on-black crime. You got a lot of things going. That's why in the music industry with the rapping, you saw that stuff with Tupac and Biggie Tall and all that mess was going on. They arriving the gangs with each other and all this mess. So, you know, a lot of things out there. See, everybody doing what the white man wants them to do. Now, you think the common sense, and that's why there have been a lot of shows, Black BET Entertainment and all that stuff has been trying to inform the African-Americans to stay together and build together. But when you being misled with a dollar and not being misled being success, then that's not the other African-American problem. You have to educate yourself on how you can get on your feet. It always has been like that in the slavery days. Put the master, Master get up, get a boss nigga, and the boss nigga wanna be the head nigga. And then you got the other ones around trying to charge your own and trying to take among niggas. And see, that stuff changed. Stop thinking that you're a nigga and then start thinking that you business orientating and you're an African-American person. See, because once again, you have to understand, a lot of, everybody want to go to the A-Rap store. A-Rap going to do everything to try to get the business and then talk about the black man, okay? But the black man, too. They slick, too, now, so you got to watch out who they are. But the white man always have tried to find some way on keeping African-American down. Now, you fall in that plot when you allow all those things to learn. But, see, there's a lot of things you need to know when you go in business. They're going to be trying to find anything, because they know African-American, whatever they invent, whatever they do, they're going to be successful with that. See, that's
right.
Why a lot of things is happening.
See, I think, though, like you said, with the music industry, see, right now, to me, there's a lot of cooning going on. You know, cooning like back in the 1918s and 20s and stuff, where they put on the black faces, because a lot of stuff out here is not music. And, you know, they want to blame it on that's what the kids want. No, basically, they feed in a lot of that bull crap to the kids, you know what I'm saying, trap music and stuff like this, because that creates an ignorant person. This music nowadays creates, it has nothing to build off of, the whole music. So a lot of these parents, they know, as I was saying, a lot of these parents are still young. I mean, you take like Chief Keef's mom, I think he's 17 and his mom is like 35 or 34. So, you know, a lot of them are still young and they don't know what the hell to do with a lot of money. I mean, a lot of these people, black people that they're giving the money to, $2-3 million, they know they're not going to put that money back into the community. So this is why a lot of these people are picked out of the bunch. Instead of nowadays parents teaching their kids a trait, how to do something, you know what I'm saying, carpentry, you know what I'm saying, be a scientist, anything. A lot of parents is teaching, you know, going off their kids playing sports or, you know, getting into music or doing things like this because they want to share that spotlight along with their kids because they weren't able to achieve that spotlight. And I think that's, you know, what's going on in the black community. To me, it's like in the black community now, school don't really matter. I mean, school never mattered because they don't really teach you anything there, you know, that's going to be helpful for your life other than reading and math. But, you know, as one of the brothers had said, by sixth grade, you should know how to read, write, and count your money and everything. So, I mean, school is useless. I think school is the way that we get school nowadays. It's another way to, you know, preach ignorance for kids. Because you really don't learn anything.
Well, you know, that now, don't just only say that that's only happening to African-American. That's what's always been in the active life with the celebrity. They ripped Shirley Temple out of every dime nipple she had. They ripped the Potras family, Daddy Potras, and all those children. They ripped a lot, OP, all of them. They had first started with them, young children, actors and stuff. They figured like this, that, hey, we just want the talent of the kid. But see, it was sadder, too, because they was making those children at young age use drugs, keep them up, keep them down. So it's now, entertainment at night, it tells you, you know, a lot of history on a lot of celebrities and entertainment, you know, Caucasian as well as African American, because they did it to Shirley Temple, they did it to, they just had a history of them, Rock Hudson, a lot of celebrity that where they were stole out of their royalty. And acting and in a talent skill. So, you know, they use that. Now, they introduce that to the white people. But the first thing is this. Tell a parent, we're making you rich. And then the parents also got to be aware of they going in there, they giving them what they want, give your kid a house. Because, see, they always go get the poor kid. And they try to, and they go make them, giving them a house, giving them all the things that they never had, and never give them a dream on going to invest anything into the future. You see, so that's not nothing that they just introduce only to the African American. They had to do step first to the call catch.
Well, I mean, I'm just speaking in general about the black community and what's going on, you know, in the black community. I mean, I know a lot of white people have been messed over and everything also, but see, I think they do it more to us because they, you know, like you said, they want to see keep the black man down. And I mean, we keep ourselves down, to tell you the truth, because there are so many options out there for us. We just don't know how to make the moves that we should be making. And I know there's some good black people out there that really want this stuff to change. But if you think about it, people like Oprah would be scared to put up foot in her mouth for black people because, I mean, look at us. Look at us. I mean, are we really going to ride for this lady if she really opened up jobs like that and put money in the community like that? Or, you know, a basketball player, are we going to stand behind these people? Black people, we got a good record for not standing behind our people. We have a very good record for that.
Well, you know, over there on the west side, the Bears built up the west side. They tore down them projects. They gave money to the housing center and all those politicians and stuff. Now, with Oprah Winfrey opened up to African Americans. Now, they the one was around here scandalizing. See, our thing is this. Be happy for the next person that made it ahead. Don't be all hateful and selfish and try to learn how to mistreat them and use them. Look at Mr. T. When he was down there at Dean Bass, just a bouncer, I knew him personally. Then when that man went out there as the A-team and all that lovely things and stuff, his brother started scandalizing his name and trying to find suits and stuff. So, you know, it's a whole lot. Like I said, you got to watch sheep with wolf skin. They're so close. That's just how it is. You have friends. You think they friends until things happen. You can become successful in anything. Then you see the jealousy.
Let me show you.
It can be your daughter. It can be your child. It can be your parents. Because
right,
that skylight didn't come to me. Hey, instead of me being happy for who it did happen for, now I'm going to sit up here and try to find a way to harm that person out of jealousy.
I mean, well, let me use this for an example. Like, Michael Jackson is the perfect example. A lot of people don't know, you know, about Michael Jackson background. I mean, his business, you know, side and everything. The dude was a very, very, very smart individual. You know, the news was telling us that this man was broke, but in actuality, this man owned 50% of Sony. He owned 50%, like a 50% share in Sony Records. You dig? So
they was jealous of Michael Jackson for who he was. Michael Jackson got as big as Liberace and a lot of more big-time celebrity. Black African-Americans are making more millions and trillions of dollars than Donald Trump.
But what are we doing? But the question is, we're making money, but what are we doing with it?
Well, you know what? We're not contributing back to each other. And, of course, you know, that's sad. It's not that they have not contributed. I worked down there at the United Way Fund. You'd be amazed how many people donate money to the Negro Foundation funds for the children to go to college and stuff like that. Now, you'd be amazed how money come in and how they donate things. Now Steve Harvey, Ed Entertainment, all of them, they give money to the public schools, you know, but everybody's stealing the money. You see, they're giving to the community, you know, and they're giving more. They gave a lot for us to be successful and stuff like that. But when they're holding off, when they're stealing the money and holding the money back and putting the money in their pocket, it's just like Katrina. A lot of people gave money to Katrina, but then a lot of people stole money. You know, for the refugees and all that stuff. See, you got to really get into the finance market, and they're getting caught up, too. Because when they open up things out here, donations and stuff like that, you got to spend that money. That's why a lot of politicians on TV now taking the money gambling, taking the money fixing it off in luxury and stuff. Taxpayers' money don't only come from Chicago. It comes from the United States. we're giving money out to other firms, other countries and stuff too. So
okay.
If we didn't get the piece of the pie, that's not the fact that hey, they didn't give. It's the person who they gave it to took from.
Right. Okay. This is my question then. How do you think? What do you think is one of the starting factors is going to take to rebuild the black community, to make, you know, a better community and you know, better economical system for black people?
Well, first of all this PlayStation killing kids, all that mess, all this gangster rap and all this booty call and all this song walking and all, you know, it come in the household. You know what I'm saying? You don't, because you see those things out there. You don't give those things to your kids spending the night. You see kids out there. People rather sit back and talk about other people's children. Oh, yeah, we can't feed that kid, mama crackhead, daddy crackhead. Hey, you're going to put the food in the garbage. We need to come and be close like we were. You know, you never know. We had so many mamas and daddies and babysitters in the community. It takes a community to raise a baby, raise children. But now they got everybody so feared up in their house, terrorized and bully crazy, and going out there smoking drugs and all this mess going on. Now young children don't respect after older generation now. Stand back and watch that world crack. You got the young ones selling it to the older ones. That's white, black, blue, purple, or orange. You got the kids controlling adults now. It's on the street. You got mamas and them out there, got their kids out there paying rent like that. You got everybody, and that's not only on them, it's the peer pressure that the society's putting on them too. You know, throwing people on the street, taking stuff away from them. You don't know what peer pressure them came on everybody. Why they in a crisis or a situation. But see, you
right.
Got to pay attention to everything that's around you so you can learn what's going on.
Right.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and we're going to come right back to it.
Okay, let's get it.
Hey. You. Yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace. Do you suffer from degenerative diseases such as high blood pressure, diabetes, fibroid tumor, high cholesterol, genital herpes, or a plethora of other diseases that rob you of a quality life? If so, then visit the website of herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra at dhealthstore.com and open the door to natural healing at an affordable price. dhealthstore.com has over 1,800 products created by herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra, specifically designed to help you heal the natural and safe way. At DHealthStore.com, you'll find everything from herbal formulas and cleanses, such as Tahuti's famous Full Body Detox, as well as herbal teas, extracts, natural body butters, lotions, creams, children's products, hair care products, and of course, sexual enhancement products for both men and women. So visit the website of Tahuti Ma'atra, DHealthStore.com, or call toll-free at 1-888-823-9416. DHealthStore.com.
All right, and we back on the conversation. Today we're talking about rebuilding the black community. You know what I'm saying? There's some of the things and you know, some of the things we need to do to rebuild the black community. As we left off, you know, we was talking to Denise, Auntie Denise, you know, she was telling us, you know, some of the things that she thinks need to be going on in the black community and everything. I just wanted to say before I bring her back in, I wanted to say,
real quick. I think, like as she said, you know, we were saying earlier, it starts at home. But still, me personally, you know, I'm with the whole culture thing. I don't really think that, you know, we can rebuild the black community to what? Because I don't think the black community ever been, you know, really on that level other than, you know, Black Wall Street. And, you know, that got pretty much told down because, you know, our people wasn't really backing it. You had a group of black people who got together, you know what I'm saying, under a common goal, and that was to make, you know, a better system. And they, you know, made their own system. And basically what happened was, you know, a riot, I think, over a black dude being with a black woman had happened, and, you know, some Caucasian people ended up flying over the city and dropping dynamite and, you know, blowing it up and just messing it up. And I don't think, you know, a lot of them people really wanted to rebuild because they saw that we didn't really have that backing from our own people like, you know, we should be having that backing. So I think me, personally, everything starts with culture because if we were together as a culture, could you imagine if black people, the working black people or the people, you know, who making a little money here or there, took $5 a week, just $5, every black person took $5 a week and put it into, like, you know, some type of company or some type of savings account together. Like, in the end of the year, we would have, like, you know, $5 million. You know, in 10 years from now, we would be able to start our own banking system where we can give our own people loans for business. And I don't think we as a group, since we black culture, I don't think we think ahead. You know what I'm saying? As I said earlier, most black people just want to, you know, they want to live for the now. Everybody want Gucci. Everybody want $400, $500 phones. You know, all the kids want $200 Jordans. You know, none of them can wait. Everybody wants something, but they have nothing to give. So we're going to bring Auntie Denise back in and now and see what she think of that. I mean, Dilla, what you think of that?
Well, also, too, man, I think that's absolutely true in a sense. Also, too, man, a lot of people don't have that, you know, say they got single-parent homes. They don't have their mother and father with them in the same household. You know, that's another sign too, man, where, you know, that's a broken love, you know, where that person, that child wanted to see their mother with the father or wanted to see their father and with the mother, you know, and you got two different types of mentalities of thinking. Here it is, I'm on a whole other side of town, and but, you know, my child stay with their mom. But when they come visit me, they still feel like they got to follow their mom rules when it comes down to it. And in my house, it's totally different. You see what I'm saying? So that plays a role too, man, where you can confuse that child to the point where they'll go rebellious on you, you know, shoving stuff down their throat, like forcing them to be this person that they probably never wanted to be. You know, so those are the type of things too, man, that plays a role with everything you had just added on. Plus, what Mom had just said too. So it's deep, man. You know, and then on top of that, with that the black business, you know, they didn't want to go back is because a lot of them were scared to go back and raise. They feel like, man, if they did it already, then they try to go back to rebuild again. They had to get bricks from other bricks that was like buildings that was already condemned and
right.
Was trying to build. And what it was, the economic system was the white people had controlled that. So they couldn't even, you know, if they tried to go sneak a brick in to try to rebuild, they was already trying to, you know, condemn that building or they was trying to beat up that person anytime they tried to rebuild on that. So they just left it like it was. Eventually, I mean, it's up and standing now, but it'll never be the same. You know,
right.
Now it looks like a hick town, a swamp. You know, so yeah.
I mean, I want to say another thing, man. I don't think us as, you know, a group of people, black people, African Americans, whatever you want to call it, you know what I'm saying. I don't think we going anywhere, you know, together anytime soon, and I actually don't think anything is going to get better for us anytime soon, because we lack that common thing, and that's culture, man. We don't stand together. You know, you have a black person that gets some money, and they simply just start acting better than you. Oh, I'm better than you. I'm better than you. I mean, you hear these rappers and they raps, you know what I'm saying? I'm laughing at you dudes and all y'all broke and all of this. I mean, I don't think we going anywhere because we lack that culture. And culture, you know, if we don't talk about a lot of these little small things, I know a lot of people jump down my neck for, you know, they talk about, I butcher the small things. You know, I talk about the small things like culture and, you know, women, you know what I'm saying, and dudes. But I don't think we going anywhere unless we handle that them small things first. Them little individual things need to be talked about. Like you said, single house mothers. I think if women was to, you know, start sitting down with these dudes instead of just going on dates and then having sex with them and getting pregnant and thinking they for to get something out of the dude, I really think a lot of these women need to sit down with the dude and tell them what they really want out of this, you know, relationship thing. You know what I'm saying? I think they need to really just sit down and talk. You know what I'm saying? I think a woman needs to sit with a dude and talk to him, or, you know, about what she want out of the whole, you know, time of them being together than just jumping in bed with each other. And I think that's one of the, you know, things that keep, you know, us in the same circle, because people still having babies without being together, man. No mother, no father. And a lot of these kids grow up, you know what I'm saying, with the woman side or the man side, you know what I'm saying, and they lacking something. So, you know what I'm saying, that's why I stand up with the whole thing. So
bring Denise in, man. Let her answer that, man. You know she got wisdom on that.
Okay, okay.
Well, is other,
hello. First of all, we have a lot of successful black business in Illinois. I've been in finance for 20 years. Now we got a national black organization. We got black banks. We got black owned business. We have black owned a lot. First of all, Illinois over there on Michigan by Roosevelt. All that is black-owned celebrities, okay? Shylights, Aretha Franklin, all them music celebrities that put that in there. Now, even Steppenwood down there on Wabash and Lake, that's where a lot of black entertainment actors and actresses go to get their name out to be in a lot of black shows, okay? Now, if you don't know your bodies on where to start your business, besides look in a community, okay? Now, as far as in the household, hey, you know, hey, I came from one that was something too. But at the same time, I wasn't going to let them both make and break me now. When I went out there in the streets, I wanted to be somebody. Hell with what mama did, hell with what daddy did. You understand? I want to be somebody. A lot of, look at how Eazy-E and all them people, they started out. I mean, we all, yeah, okay, daddy's run away, mama ain't doing right, and all this stuff, too. But one thing, a child has to be raised, okay? Now, personally, holding stuff on each other, number one, when you both went to bed, you both was broke, okay? Too broke to even try to have sex, but you had sex, okay? Now, you, yeah, both of y'all went down there and know, hey, I ain't got no job. I ain't got all the things I need to make a baby. But bam, here go a baby. Now you see a baby come, then you team together and do what you need to do. Now, a lot of these African-American women, the reason why they want so much is because of the fact that, hey, they done built a lot of brothers. And where they go, running over there to the white girls with it. You know what I'm saying? That's all it has been. Now, they want to get the cake. I want the diamonds. I want the hair. I want the makeup. I want the big old house, okay? Because of the fact that, hey, they're going to run away with it, find somebody else to give it to them. So you got people, women, too, build on African-American men, okay? So, but you should know basically what you with. Stop letting love blind you. Love ain't blinding you. That sex is blinding you. Sex ain't everything. Don't put your mind in your penis. Don't put your mind in your vagina. Because you know what? Hey, you need your mind to make it out here in this world. Now, if your heart is in it, You both went down at the table. You both made a game plan. Oh, we both gonna survive. We gonna both work at this. Then you keep it up the same way as the other one. A lot of things turn 20-80. Why the 80 over here when the 20 is over here suffering? You know, it's something going on with anything. Because now you know, TT, if I can't make it, I ain't going to let you break it. And that's how the game go, okay? Because, you know, people in relationship, they see a strong person that can build, they gone on out there and can be something. But instead of them trying to go head on and build and let it be where we both can have something, one just get jealous. Or the other one just feel and run away with the good and leave the other one high hanging. Now, I've seen a lot of that happen with our people that don't even have kids. But see, the thing is this, watch your mate. Your mate change, or you may change. But game is game. When game, like they said, don't hate the player, hate the game. And that's how it go. And that's not only among African American, that's among anybody. You see, but your thing is this. When somebody puts you in the hole, always understand when they dig in one, sometimes they fall in it, not you, okay? Because, you know, people got to be nice and be this and be that. But, hey, the thing is this. Why lay down with somebody that can't buy no pamper? Why lay down? You, these women out here, they want you so bad they'll have a baby by you, you know? But your thing is you be smart. They'll lie and tell you, yeah, I got that protection. But then, hey, you know, you shouldn't be trusting nobody that can that tell you something like that. You protect yourself, okay? Some men go out here, throw the birth control pills away, say, I want a baby. Turn around, they don't want no baby. They want to find a way to destroy and make things or be a part in your life and stuff. But see, when parents, one thing, remember this. If one parent turned another child against the other parent, hey, they curse themselves. God don't acknowledge that, okay? Because one thing you know, you can't do nothing with them now. Hey, they going to come around. And when they come around, just be there for it. A lot of kids run around here resenting parents. Oh, you wouldn't dare in my life. You owe me so much. No, that was parents got to understand. Hey, I can't bring the past back, you know? Like, you can't, you, what happened in the past is in the past. Only way you're going to make it in the present and the future, you have to have the dreams up front in the present and the future. Like, when you look back, it's so. That's why you suffer with what you look back at. But if you want to look forward and move forward, then a lot of things happen. All down there on Lake Street, all down there on State Street, all on Wabash, all going back towards Roosevelt. Hey, that's all black-owned business, okay? Black celebrities, black dealership, black everything. We got black banks in Manhattan, you know, in New York, okay? So if you're not reading the finance and the Dow Jones, I've been in a lot of black business, billion, trillion-dollar business. Been welcoming, enjoyed, and did a lot of things, okay? Black people own that African, Afro-American event that they have out there at Social Field, out there at those things that's out there in a lot of things out there. But if you don't know where the avenues are, where there are other things, because sometimes you got to get up out that ghetto world, hey, what's up? What you doing, bro? How are they hanging and stuff? Now you got to go into the intelligent level one. Hi, how you doing? How is everything? But see, you build your character yourself. Oh, what's up, dude? You thinking this and that? I know I use slang languages. But when I'm on my job, hey, I talk intelligent. What they pay me for. But see, there's a lot to see out there. It's a lot of things to do. When I was in the Shy Lights and stuff, man, we all, man, you'd be amazed what the Stateless Singers own all over there on Cottage Grove and all down there on this, on the southeast side of Chicago, all up and down Drexel and stuff like that. It's beautiful neighborhood community. And, you know, people, kids dropping stuff all in these people's neighborhoods and stealing stuff and mistreating each other. They burn up everything. The Black Panthers had a series on that. That's true. You know, when Farrakhan tried to tell you, it's true. When a lot of things that's trying to bring things to African American attention, it is true. We need to wake up. First one wake up, then a group will fall in. But the thing is this, wake up for yourself. You know, they're giving money out there in the black communities all day long. But they don't wanna play with each other. They don't wanna acknowledge each other. They wanna shoot and kill up each other. And then the children that do go out there where the Bulls Stadium and all them people that gave money to for them to have a future. Yeah, here they go, somebody else shooting and killing up.
You know, do you think that they're giving the money to the people, like far as they own people? Like, for instance, if we family, I'm showing you how to get that grant. Do you think they're giving that money to their own people, or are they putting it in the community?
Well, they put money in the community, but like I said, if you don't go and tell your alderman, your ward committee, your state representative, those are the ones that know what money you got in your community. You see what I'm saying? A lot of them lots out there, they think property own them lots. Somebody got a building loan and stuff from the banks, and until they drive by and see that it's still an empty lot, the person ran away with money. You got to understand, it went all across state with that money. You know how the Karachi come in here, the heron come in our country from Africa. Nigeria's no smaller this in there. You know how cocaine come in our country? It come in our country from the Brazilians. You know, Jamaicans and all this stuff. They so busy taking our country, Mexican and them, taking our country, taking our American dollars, putting it in their country. So it's out there. But see, when somebody else beating you to the plate, because see, no, you so concerned about, oh, yeah, what you got? No, what you got? These foreign people know we warring among ourselves, too. So that's why they out there getting up and get going, because we so busy standing right here trying to figure out what you doing and not going out there to do something for yourself. Nobody going to give you nothing. And what you put out there, tell somebody what you can do so that they can sponsor you with that. So busy doing something other avenues, but see how everybody get known. You got to go to places. National Black NBA. Okay, it's called National Black Organization. They don't want to do all them Nikes, McDonald's, find talents, find rappers, a lot of African American celebrities and build them. And at night, you got Lawrence Fishman, all of them looking for night backstand and stepping wood and stuff like that where you can get all out there. You don't have to be educated. A lot of those celebrities that's on the TV, they didn't have a GED. But then somehow down the line, they got rich and went and got them a GED. Court orders made them go back and get their GED. They've got millions of the money. Education don't make you rich. It's what you know. Your talent makes you rich. And everybody got good in each other. Somebody got something that can invest and make something out here. Because when God blessed that person with a talent, he blessed you with one too. But then what is it? So parents don't put in nothing into their children's talent. Oh, wow, they banging on. Oh, they banging. Why are they banging? Get them a drum. See, can they bang some instruments and become something? You know? So, I mean, everybody is so busy on the peer pressure. Where am I going to eat? Where am I going to stay? Where am I going to get the next dollars to make it? Because, see, that's the peer pressure they want to put on you. You know, they took and stole and did all this stuff, and everybody else in the foreign country coming here getting stores, getting business. You can buy the same business.
You know what, I'm going to stop you right there with the business and why they coming over here. But we're going to talk about that as we take a quick commercial, and we're going to come right back.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show. That is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westcityworld1.com.
All right, cool. We back, man. We back. Man, you already know, Case, what that comes down to with the people, man, as far as what they did. You know, that was on In Colors, man, when they said the weak, the poor, send them all over here, give them grants, and we gonna hook you up to stop us from getting our own business and putting our own money out there and our own grants. And then you got to look at it like this, too, man, all these politics right now, what they doing with the money. They're taking that money and they utilize it for their own personal use. They don't necessarily put it all back into the community, or they are structurally inclined to where you can't. They'll take that money, the grant money, whatever they get. Yeah, they might, you know, get a storefront with nothing in it. Yeah, they might get something to the point to where we looking at it more so we putting back, we're going to build a business center, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and don't see none of the money. You know, look at the politics. You know what I'm saying? With, I'm putting it out there. You know what I'm saying? Well, every time you look up, man, and I'm going to turn your mic back on too. Every time you look up about these politics and the politicians, what you see? They taking the money. It's a scam. It's this, it's that. Where does it lies at to where we get a chance to even see that grant money? And then when you look at, like you said, the aldermen, you go to the aldermen and they tell you what to do with the money, and they taking a side deal and a side cut themselves. So like, who do you trust to even have the money, to even monitor the money? And then when you go to the state treasurer with it, guess what? They not trying to see who's going to monitor the money. What they doing right now is what? They locking you up, throw them in jail. Get rid of them. Call the feds on them instead of, you know, slapping it on the wrist and taking that money and applying it to where it needs to go. Because when the money runs out, guess what? Not only that the grant money got stolen or whatever it is, which is government-funded money, they don't get reimbursed for that money and then put it toward where it needs to go to. They call it what? The bogus plan. It was a bogus something. It was this bogus thing. And where the money at? You don't see the money at all. So, you know, that's my form on it. It's like we got so many abandoned houses. We got so many abandoned buildings on the south side of Chicago. I can name a couple of streets alone where a whole neighborhood, every other house you look up is abandoned. When you look at it now, they took away these basketball programs or these football programs, the education for these kids, these out-of-school programs, they're taking them away. For what? Because they ain't no money there? But then you look up, you got these parking meters, these parking cameras. You got all other stuff that other countries are taking all this money, and it's not even going back into the community. And then what they do, they raising these taxpayer dollars, and I'm a true believer of it. You know, here it is. I got to cut off some of my my medical benefits because it's getting simply too high. The cost of living is going up, and then when we try to rebuild within our black community, some of these little knucklehead kids are not even listening. They don't even want to listen to you. When you try to spit some knowledge to them or say something to them, they don't want to hear you. They want to hear whatever they want to hear and get on about their business, get them whatever they kush or whatever it is, they drinks, whatever it is. They want to get it and do what they want to do with the nature. And to me, when I try to talk to a young man or try to put something in their head, pops complaining or brother complaining or this dude doing this or mom just talking crazy outside of her neck. When they need that, they need that. You know, I be telling them, like, I'm that cheat code to when it comes to the streets because I know how it was. Like Kay said, ain't nothing changed. Ain't nothing changed. It's still the same thing. It's just called a different name. And that's it. And now, instead of you had like the people that we knew back in the days, the mayors and whoever it is now back in the day, we got a different mayor or we got a different person that's running the same ship. It's just a different captain of the boat. That's all it is. But it's still the same way. You still got to go through that water, that same current. Okay,
it's no different. It's just now that the cost of living is going up. How can I take $100 out of my pocket and put it back into my community without worrying where $99 of that is going?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but truthfully, I still think, man, like I said, it's the small things, man. I mean, that whole Willie Lynch setup did a thing to our psyche, man, to black people's psyche. And she said, you know, we got Nigerians, we got Mexicans. But see, these people all have one thing in common. They have cultural backgrounds. You dig what I'm saying? They send their money back to their country, you know, to help their people build. When black people get money, see, if we don't struggle, a lot of black people don't struggle for so long, and we know the system that these people out here only pick and choose who they want to be wealthy, so we get caught up in the trap of trying to be like everybody else that's wealthy and be out there, because basically, to me, that's a whole training, psychological side of training black people, you know, brains, to go with the system, to go like this. They don't want anybody to rebel. This is why a lot of these rappers now today are being picked out of, you know, the hood. They go after the well, I ain't gonna, you know what I'm saying, say it like, well, they go after the lowest motherfucking budget dude in the hood, you know what I'm saying? They know that everybody gonna look at it like, okay, I need to do this. If he on, I know I gotta do this to get on. Like, I was just reading something on the news, on the internet. A rapper shot his producer while his producer was asleep and said he was doing it because his producer was an Illuminati sacrifice. This is why he did it. I mean, look at that. Like, these kids are really buying into everything that's being pushed out in the media. He shot his friend. Like, this dude is not in the industry. He don't have no ties to the industry. He don't know nobody. He was just an independent rapper, local rapper. He shot his producer while he was asleep and said it was a blood sacrifice for the Illuminati in order for him to make money. You understand the media is raising these kids because the parents are not raising these kids. That's one thing, like I was saying, that we have to switch culturally, because we let our kids watch too much TV. Number one, we go out here, parents go out here, buy their kids these CDs, you know what I'm saying? I seen a picture of a, like, five-year-old holding the Chief Keef CD when it came out on the internet. I'm like, are you serious? Like, this parent went out there and brought their son this CD, like this CD, a five-year-old kid. And I think that's one of the things we do in the black community, and then we say, oh, well, that's just the time, but when your child is in jail or lying dead, then who do you blame? Black people go back and blame white people about it. But, no, it ain't white people's problem. They just got you caught inside of a system, and you can't get out of it. It's open for you to get out of it, but they know you're going to stay living inside that system because that's the way it is. We keep on trying to be like another culture, and that's our problem. But you can go ahead and speak.
They got the right to fault the white people. I mean, because of the fact that, hey, they the one control the infancy of things like that. They allow that CD to go in. If they ban things, fast family, community and stuff. See, the thing is now, everybody marching up and down in the communities. No one's taking petitions, writing them up. Go to Washington, D.C., and march around there and get these things banned. If you show a lot of things there, they leave you right here where you see, because they figure like this. If you don't know your avenues where to put your complaints and learn these, go and put them where people can help in the government body, then they're going to leave you standing there. See, now, that's why, you know, I mean, yeah, you know, she should never bought nothing like that. But you know what? Hey, now today they figure like this. Well, I got to keep them happy. Well, you can keep them happy just with even a little game of marbles. You don't need all that stuff right there. Just spending some time with your children. The little things, when you broke, you ain't got nothing. So you're going to have to sit up there and find a way to make a game to make your child happy. Now the love came out. Why? Because everybody's so busy. It's like one girl, she's going to put her child out there to play in FUBU's. Fubu, with this new stuff, Nike white shoes and Fubu's outfit, Fat Boys, and 50, 60, 70, 80, hundreds of dollars of outfit, because he come to the park to really look good. But now the child want to get out there and play, okay? What you putting the child out there? You everybody trying to dress to impress, not dress for whatever they can afford. Well, you gonna buy all this stuff and spend all that type of money, and you poison mind and your children. So those, and then you look at TV. I'm talking about cable got a lot of mess on TV now, where the children getting a hold to and stuff. You know, I mean, like I said, the older African American watch the game, okay? You need to stop, like I tell them, you need to stop getting high. You need to stop bringing that abuse in the life or in the household with your children, because your children now raising themselves. Why? Because you want some mess. Everybody know what guns or gangs or whatever in their household. Look at that young man. Okay, yeah, one kid got killed on the south side, wasn't even gang-related, shotgun down. Now, because he was gang-related, bam, baby got shot in an incident. Now, the father. Well, yeah, he had some fault with that, okay? But the picture is this. People getting shot down every day for the wrong reason. You understand? They put it out there, the baby got shot 5 times. Another down the line, the baby got shot 1 time. The mama got shot. You know, you got to listen to your news bases and stuff, you know, because they will change it.
Right. What about
the same thing? Well, I was looking at the whole, you know, like when it goes back to March, I think that, like they were saying, like Umar Johnson said, it's a waste of time to really get out there and march. Like they say, your vote really does matter. You know, all this stuff. I mean, yeah, I believe in the fact of if that one person stand up, they all should stand up behind it. But who going to follow? You know, I'll just talk about my job for a minute. On my job, it's predominantly black. I'm a black multitude of people there. You know, you got a couple of Hispanics, you got a few Caucasians, but mainly blacks are there, right? Okay. Now, I stood up one day. I got tired of the way that the system was being ran. I kept telling, you know, the people, like, hey, man, let's, you know, either we walk up off of this job or we gotta make some kind of noise in order to make a difference. And now this is just, you know, a part of what should we do to rebuild, you know, and I'm looking at this like, okay, dude, I stood up. I was the only one that got up off my job. My mother could vouch for me, got up off my job and said I quit and walked off my job. There it is. This is a major company. I walk off my job. I get a call from the vice president. The vice president called me. Me and him sit down. We talk. We elaborate on one thing. But I'm like, man, you know, yeah, I got my answers. You know, answered. But what about the rest of the people? You know, and I'm looking at that as a community. We'll say, yeah. Even look at the Marcus Garvey effect back in them days. And it still goes on today with the Marcus Garveys. You try to go and start something up and you want to start it within your own community. There's, you know, another African American or another black man or another African or whatever it is in that tribe. That person, I'm not going to even say tribe because, you know, I don't really know too much about the culture of that. But I'm just going to say African-American, I stick with that. Even with that African-American, man, every time somebody try to start something, it's got to be one teacher, and I'm not going to say leader, it's got to be one teacher in order for the students to follow what's going on, in order for them to be teachers as well with what's going on. But that one person always get jealous. Oh man, this NIGGA, he always trying to think he better than somebody. Or man, she thinks she better than somebody. That's why we can't never get it, or we never got it. Or they think they look good because they rolling up. And you don't know how that person got whatever it is. If you just stop to just not listen and just listen to how we got it, maybe you can learn how to get it too. And we don't do that. It's all every time we come into the community trying to do something, it's always some kind of come up. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, man, you got to sign up for this, man, and get five people in into this group society. What you call it, the pyramid scam, get five, six people in this, man, so we all can make money. But the person is making that money. The rest of the people out there begging for that person, that ain't coming up in a group. I haven't seen a pyramid scam yet that really works. Right now of today, other than that one person getting that come up and the rest of the people in the community looking bad. And I think that's what it is. We can't rebuild because I look at it as we are a pyramid scam. Somebody trying to get over on somebody, and you got to get five other people to get in on it, and if they don't get in on it, they're not going to put their money up because they don't trust you. That's how I look at it. How can we rebuild off of that? You know, you said march. Go down there and march to your alderman or go down there and march to the people. Man, we've been marching forever.
Okay. Let's see. I hear what you're saying, man. We got a couple callers on air. We're going to take another caller. Joe, you on the air with conversation?
Okay. The topic is how should you rebuild the black community? So
yeah.
Has anybody come to a consensus about how you're going to do that?
Not yet.
No. Okay. Anybody's going to come to a consensus about how you're going to do it?
My thing is this.
I can identify what Dennis is talking about on that job, okay? And I can identify with one I got to stand up and talk. That happened to me one time at a job. All African Americans. And the only two white people, they were supervisors, okay? Every day this man was coming, the business was from Texas. We worked at Business Record Corporation, got all the county, everybody else. We set their slaves, okay? Man come there and tell us we got billions, we got trillions, throwing up the penny, okay? But people sitting up in there, what about how am I, what is this and where is that? Now, one thing in life, we don't make a stand. See, the reason why I say Washington, because, see, that's where our African-Americans start at building the first time. We marched out there. They don't like the things that Farrakhan do. He made a bigger man march. Everybody went out there to watch it. It became nationwide, okay? So, you know, you can start out as one. And if the others don't follow, but see, they want to keep it now in the community. Because you know why they figure like this. Everybody want to be a part of the show, but nobody want to stop the solution. So the news and media is going to come out there. They're going to get their airtime in. And then you got people marching around the community, and they're doing something. But see, the main thing is you march.
Okay, I don't know what happened to Michael Mega. You know. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah. With me? Okay. All right. I was going to ask, why is it most blacks are not success-minded? That's what it seems to me. Okay.
That's you asking a question?
Yeah.
Man, I'm about culture, man. I think it's because we lack culture, we don't have a common goal, man.
Okay, let me give you my suggestion, all right? Seems because I've been on a lot of black shows, and one way or another, they're always talking about how, you know, the black community isn't really up to par. A lot of the black shows talk about how it's whitey's fault, and to a huge degree, it is. There's white privilege, white superiority, but that has nothing to do, or very little to do today, with why blacks are not getting ahead. Unless you disagree with me.
I 100% agree with you.
Okay. So my suggestion is that blacks should not wait for a goddamn messiah.
Right.
The Jews aren't waiting for it. The Chinese aren't waiting for it. Immigrants aren't waiting for it. And everybody's doing, well, not everybody, but a lot of them are doing fine. And the reason why is because from within their own individual family, they're preaching and making sure that their kids go to school, get good marks, and graduate. There is no secret to why these people make it.
Right. I mean, yeah, I totally agree. I agree with you on it. I never been about, you know, the whole blaming white people thing. You know, the time for that is, man, it's been done. You know what I'm saying? That blaming white people has been done for too long. I mean, we got to wake up and start blaming ourselves now.
Well, that's what I say on, you know, on the shows, and a lot of people agree with me. A lot of blacks agree with me, but nobody's doing anything. And I get tired of having, you know, 90% of these shows on BTR are black, and I like to, you know, mingle with BTR hosts and other callers. And the white shows are all about dumbass spirituality or some stupid shit. And yeah, and the black shows are all about, you know, well, spirituality too, but some of them are about politics, and most of the shows are about relationships, which I like to talk about. I'm usually done with black. But the thing is that when we talk about politics, it's always, and lately anyway, about how whitey indirectly is keeping black people down. So it's kind of tiring to hear it, because if black people are going for the same type of jobs as white people are, and they're just as qualified, but they're getting rejected significantly better than white people, that's a sign of prejudice. I don't know if that's occurring today. I wouldn't doubt that, you know, more black people being rejected for a job than white people are, because white people like to take care, you know, of their own. Same thing with black people. But, you know, every time I'm on a show, it's always about, you know, one thing it's good to recognize is something amiss in the black community. But nobody's got a solution. You know, and I just think it's simple.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, well, you know, as you were saying, black people are waiting for a Messiah. I think a lot of that stuff, man, comes from, like, you know, the slavery days where, you know, they were stumped so much in the ground and they gave them a Bible and, you know, black people, we want to wait for somebody, you know, great to come out of the air and just help us. And that's one thing I always talk about, man. We have to, I think the whole key is culture, man. We have to start studying our culture. And I think a lot of these religions out here, and that black people were taught, it keeps us locked inside of that type of mind state of having a Messiah to come back and help us. And I think where we start, man, we need to really just find out about our culture and, you know, what we represent as a people.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Well, you know, I kind of disagree on that too, huh? With a lot of everybody's waiting for that Messiah to come. I just think a lot of black people, to me, are what. Some majority are lazy, late, don't take a lot of things seriously, want something spoon-fed to them. And even when you sit down, like I'm going to still go back to the Marcus Garvey effect. When somebody's trying to do something to try to raise something or to try to build something, you always got that one negative person. I mean, and it's probably in all other kind of races.
It is. I mean, the hardest thing in the world to attain is cooperation.
Right. And it's like somebody got to sit back and be humble, you know what I'm saying, when it comes in. Like, and with me, man, I practice that, being humble, you know what I'm saying, having the spirit of me, you know, and just trying to help, you know, build whatever I can, you know, but I can't build it all by myself. And I came to that grips. First of all, Father Time's catching up with me. So I know I don't got the same legs like I used to have, but I do have that wisdom, that knowledge, and that understanding that I can contribute on with myself, or even if it's a couple of dollars that I have to contribute towards trying to build something, but it has to go, it has to make sense to me. And I just can't, I don't have time to waste, because I have kids too, so, you know.
Let's go into what he just said, man, about the whole black people waiting for somebody, you know, a Messiah. I mean, it's 100% true, man. I know six black people, you know what I'm saying? And I know a little bit about herbology and stuff. you know, I try to get them to do these cleanses and cleanse their body out. And it's like, they don't want to, you know what I'm saying, listen to a black person when a black person is kicking knowledge to them. They listen to the white woman, the white doctor, and then I always hear come out of their mouth, well, when it's time for God to say, he's going to take it. I think that's one of our problems, man. We have a problem with that whole religious thing, man. I think we have a problem with that. Where's most of the black people at on Sunday? Instead of them going out learning something that's going to, you know, push their life forward, they up in there crying to the damn pastor about, you know what I'm saying, I ain't got no money and I don't got this and got that. I mean, we've been doing this way too long, man. We've been doing it way too long.
Yeah, I mean, that's when we kind of separate a little bit there, because I'm at church every Sunday. You know, so I wait for God to come back, and I say it all the time. I pray on it. But I still get up and go to work every day. You know what I'm saying? I still get up. I still have to do what I have to do. You know what I'm saying? When it comes down to it, my thing is, where, you know, if you let's just take the spirituality out of it, take the religion out of it. Let's even take the culture out of it, and let's say, okay, now here you go. I got this piece of paper saying this is how this could build us to being a better person. Would you agree? Because I think common sense will have to come into play here, or a lack of not even a lack, but just a sense of trusting. Would you follow me when I say, okay, now I got this master plan, and I think it will really work, but I really need your help on this. Would you do it? I don't think that would have to do with anything with culture,
well,
spirituality, or biblical.
It doesn't, because I've been hired to actually give my expertise on marketing to companies, one company in particular. And as soon as I got hired, all I heard was, well, we don't do that here. So, I mean, it's not just limited to one particular type of person, a group of people, or any kind of religion. It happens all across the board. But what you have to do is work harder. And blacks have to work harder than whites.
Yes, I agree with that.
You know, and I think that's, a lot of people just don't want to do it. They don't want to work harder. And in a way, I can't blame you, you know. It's like being an illegitimate stepchild. But the real bad reality of it is that black people are at the bottom of the totem pole, have to work harder, or you're going to stay there. One thing that confuses me is that prior to the civil rights movement, black people were segregated, but you had a better community.
Right.
You had only 10% illegitimacy rate. I think more people graduated from high school than you do now. I think more of you were employed then than now. The thing was that, especially in the South, you still had a bunch of assholes who wanted to continue the slavery mindset of their ancestors, you know, from back in the 1860s. So Jim Crow was an ass kicker. But you had it better in the 50s outside of the Jim Crow. But then when the Civil Rights came along, and you supposedly had more freedom, you have more people on drugs, more illegitimacy, and more people in jail. Well, in jail, that's also a part of
a whole other ballpark. Yeah,
yeah, that's a lot of white cops just want to pick up black people for nothing. A lot of that, but you have more opportunities, but you're taking advantage of it less. So that's kind of almost confusing to me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I'm gonna have to, like, I understand where you're coming from when you say, like, with the black people are at the bottom of the telephone. I think that we are, as far as within our own community with it, but I don't think that we are all, far as in our minds that we are. You know, so if you want to feel that way, you can, because to me, I got so much confidence within myself that I feel like I could run for president, but then I got too much stuff on me, you know, so that they'll pull out on me. So as I even hit the podium, I'm gonna be all on TV. So, you know, but other than that, man, I totally 100% agree. As far as, you know, with us coming together,
And I don't have a problem with it. Honestly, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a black man. I'd be scared to see what the next brother's going to do. Because I don't know what is up that person's sleeve now. You know, sometimes I gotta be on guard. You know, and that's my whole point. But if we all get in a room, I'm going to sit down and listen with two ears, and I'm going to use my mouth when it's needed. Just so I can see and absorb how can we all get along. And they say that that's virtually impossible to get.
No, that's the way it is, no matter where you go, no matter who it is.
Okay.
If you have, even in business or socially, if you have four or five people, I don't care if it's at a picnic, if it's on around the conference table, you're always going to have somebody who's going to try to be the major voice within that particular venue. And a lot of times that particular person who's got the big mouth really doesn't have much to say.
Oh, I got you.
What I was trying to say, see, I'm not really blaming religion on, you know, the reason why black people. What I'm saying is the versions of these religions, like if you really look at a lot of the ways that black people think, we was taught to think that, okay, we suffer and now we'll get our pie in the sky when, you know, we die and stuff like that. And I mean, a lot of our grandparents, you know, thought like that, and that passed down to our mothers, and that was passed down to us. And like you said, that put the laziness in us. Like my man said, we don't like to work hard. You know what I'm saying? We don't, you know what I'm saying? Things like that nature. And I mean, black people, we have been doing this for almost, man, like 200, 300 years now, the same thing in a cycle over and over. And it's like we still haven't learned yet, you know what I'm saying, from looking at other groups of people and how they function, you know what I'm saying? We're still chasing to be like the Caucasian. And I mean, that's why I think, I'm not blaming the white man for us being down. There's nobody to blame but us. But I think a lot of black people are still, you know, striving to go to the, what word I want to use, to meet the Caucasian man's standards. I think that's what we striving for, instead of striving for, you know, being better in our communities, basically. I think we try to meet the white man's standards faster than we try to, you know, be better in our community. As you said, for the integration period, people wasn't striving to be like a Caucasian person or to meet that culture standards. You know, they just was working because that's what they had to do, and they was going to school to learn their trades because that's what they had to do. Nowadays, I think we just put a standard up, and if you're not making this much money or you're not this type of person, then you're a nobody. And I think that's what people instill inside kids when you go on that route.
Yeah, it's the same in the white community, too. If you're not making, well, beyond what inflation's taken away, if you're not making $100,000, $150,000, maybe even $200,000, you're only considered maybe middle class.
Right. I mean, and another thing, I mean, let's take like the doggone culture, for instance. Them people are farmers. They get up 6 o'clock in the morning. They go to work. They grow, you know, their food or whatever. They trade with each other, and you know, they respect each other. We don't have that type of culture amongst each other anymore because, as I said, we're trapped into trying to be like the Caucasian culture, which is not working for us. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't have Mexicans come in and try to act like Chinese. That's just not going to work. You dig what I'm saying? I'm not saying that we should separate from the white men or separate from other cultures. What I'm saying is we need to regain a culture in order to function, because right now we have no culture. Most black people are overly emotional. You know what I'm saying? That pushes us to be lazy and not want to do these things. You say something real quick, they snap and like, oh. That's why you have a whole bunch of black people blaming the white man for their position, because we overly emotional. If somebody say nigga for that day, that can mess a black person's whole day up if a white person say nigga. Or anybody else say nigga. We got to stop being overly emotional also.
Yeah, I feel you. That's why I say, man, that's what it's... I'm sorry. Did you finish what you're saying?
No, go ahead. You can go.
Okay, cool. I was just saying, like, that's where I always say, man, I thank God for common sense. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you got to know when to pick and choose your own battle. You know, those are my things that I have to learn. And I don't care what nobody's saying. I think humble, being humble
is the most important thing, because you get to see the truth. You get to hear the truth. You get to listen to what that person is really trying to get their point across, and that's to let you know whether it's dangerous, whether or not they're trying to be your friend, whether or not they're trying to, you know, there's some kind of harm coming to you in the nature, because that's the thing, whether it's an African-American, a Caucasian, or whatever, coming your way, I still would give that person the opportunity to say something to me, you know, because I need to know where you're positioned at. And sometimes, you know, we got intuition where you can feel if you're in danger. I don't know where that came from. I know that's got to be made for God. But that's my whole point. With us coming together, just like how we're doing right now, we have like a round table. I'm more than willing to listen. I'm more than willing to accept the fact that, you know, this is what happened to us when these chains was, you know, this is what happened to us back in the days. This is what happened to us in 1920. I understand that. But like, okay, well, now, all right, since we get the point across, moving forward, okay, we got to figure out, okay, how to get this laziness. And I had this system. I know we had a couple of minutes. I had this system that I said that I was putting together, and I was telling my pastor about this. I was saying that.
Well, I'm going to let you guys go because I have other things to do too. So.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in, man.
All right, take it easy, all right?
All right. Now, I was saying this too, man, that I have this thing where I call laziness, right? If it's a lack of laziness, if I feel like I'm being tired, I'm going to take at least 30 minutes, not 30 minutes, well, you know, whatever, a couple of minutes of that laziness, and I'm going to apply it to something that I need to do in order to stop me from being lazy. So I just got to go outside and grab a piece of ice to keep me doing for what I need to do. That's what I'm going to do to take away from my lazy cycle to apply to what I need to get taken care of. And that's another thing when he was saying, like, far as us, we are lazy. And, I believe it. You know what I'm saying? I think everybody's lazy by nature. You know, if you're working too hard, you know what I'm saying, whatever. And then I'm going to leave it with this case, because I'm going to let you go into your closing remarks. I thank my mother, man. I thank my mother to death. My mother had me at a young age to where she could have gave me up for adoption. She could have got an abortion. This is an African-American woman. She had me real young, and she could have just gave me away, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, my grandma helped raise me when she had to go to school, go to college, and do all these things, and so I do pick up my traits from her, you know what I'm saying, as far as you got to get out there and work hard. I don't care what it is. You got to do what you need to do for your child, no matter what you're going through, and right now today, that's what she do. You know, there's a lot of things going on with our family that it's so hard for us to stick together, but I know one day that God is going to put us together. You know what I'm saying? One day, with the culture, the culture that you're teaching us of today, with the Dagons, that's how you say it?
Dagons, yeah.
Dagons, the culture that you're teaching us of today, that we could implement that with what we need to learn and how we need to learn from you as well. And we put that within our family. And even if it don't work with their generation, man, you know our generation is big. Well, we need to come together. It starts with us first. Then we can go out and be that polished family or that polished, you know what I'm saying, that we got to just be the cousins. You know what I'm saying? What we need to do is show that love, you know what I'm saying? Because I said, oh, yeah, I love you, dog. You my brother. You my cousin. You my blood. I mean, no matter what goes on, you know, a lot of stuff comes first. You feel me? And that's my whole point. You know, we African American men, or we Africans.
Wait. Hold on. I'm gonna pause you on that. Go ahead.
I'm serious. I'm just being 100 with it. I'm just saying, like, it gotta start with family first in order to try to go out here with a perfect stranger. Even though strangers, they say strangers are the ones that really makes the family, but how can you come with your own blood if you can't even trust your own blood? It don't make no sense to me.
All right, let me, I'm going to say this, man, and this goes out to all, you know, our black listeners and, you know what I'm saying, the people out there listening on the internet. Let me tell y'all one thing, man. You can blame the white man all you want for your downfall or whatever, but I'm going to tell you, there's two things that this man cannot give you back, no matter what. That's your dignity
and that's your respect. You know what I'm saying? He cannot give you that back. When I say culture, a lot of people get scared, you know what I'm saying, because we don't know history in the black community. We don't know what real history is. We suffer from a lack of not knowing, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of people out there, man, we need to start researching our background. You know, we can't do, to me, we cannot do nothing as a community until we first know who we is, because every time we're going to go to do something, it's going to be some infighting. I think culture brings a gold, and it sets a gold for them people of that culture. You dig what I'm saying? And a lot of people get scared of it because we Africans, and we've been taught to hate where we come from. We've been taught to go against our people. You know, as Auntie Denise said earlier, you know, Africans and Jamaicans come over here. But see, that's the thing. You know, we put them labels on them people when they the same as us. You know, that can be your cousin you don't know. You know what I'm saying? And we don't gel together and work together as people. You know what I'm saying? We got to start respecting each other. You know what I'm saying? Take each other out of these categories and just respect each other and have dignity and respect for who we are. We are Africans in the end of the day, no matter what anybody tell you. You know what I'm saying? You could call yourself a black man, an African American. In the end of the day, you come from Africa. That's where your DNA comes from. This is where you started off at. So why wouldn't you want to go back to where you started off at and see how them people think? The reason why you don't is because you're watching too much American TV that's showing you that Africans is dying of AIDS and they starving over there. No, no. There's rich countries over in Africa. Africa is a continent. It is not just like a country. It's a continent. It's big. It's bigger than the United States. There's many different countries over there that have, you know, money and things like that. We running low on time right now. Dilla, did you want to say something?
No, man. We can just hit the commercial, man. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, man. Thank Mama Denise. Thank you for a good show, man. And we just going to, you know, get ready to shut it down, man. You know?
Okay.
Think you had a good show today. What do you think?
Yeah. I think it was cool so far. You know what I'm saying? I wanted some more people to call in because I would have loved to hear, you know, what they think about rebuilding the whole culture. I like to thank Joe for calling in and Auntie Denise for, you know, kicking it with us tonight and letting us know how they feel. Rejoin us next week or Saturday and Friday for the hip hop show. Remember Dennis World Live. You know, get all your news, you know, about the shows and upcoming events.
Yeah.
We out.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
Do you need or know someone that needs advertisement at an affordable rate? Well, you've tuned in to the right place. Get a commercial for as low as $30. That's right, $30. Find out more info. Email us at westernworld1@yahoo.com. That's westernworld1@yahoo.com.
Hey, yo, Ace, I'm having a hard time getting my mixtape heard. You know where I can go get my mixtape heard?
Yeah, bro, just go check out Western World 1. You got to have your bars ready. You got to have it clean. Make sure it don't be whack. You got to be entertaining, bro. Go to westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com.
Yeah, that's right. Get your mixtape heard each and every Friday here. WesternWorld1.com. That's www.WESTONWORLDONE.com. Get that mixtape. Get it to us. Check it out. That's how we do it. Each and every Friday. Each and every 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Let's go. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, let's go.